Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott Dolch is the executive director of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Scott, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good, Gray. How you doing?
More importantly, how are your members doing?
They're holding up. I mean, I think they weathered a little bit of the holiday storms that we had, and not the same as a typical time of year. I think they're just a little concerned about the upcoming months here of January and February, with the tough winter still kind of wreaking havoc on them a little bit too.
So, you know, I think the last time you and I spoke with Joe, we found out there were like 600 restaurants. I think it was Hugh McQuaid reported this. 600 restaurants that had closed during this entire thing and apparently would not be reopening. Has it gotten worse, better? What's going on?
Yeah, we're actually working right now with our food distributors to run an updated report. We know the number has grown. I'm hoping that, you know, it hasn't grown and it hasn't spiked, I guess. It's a different curve that we look at. Unfortunately, you know, we know more restaurants are starting to make decisions, like I talked about with January and February, are looking to at least possibly close and not open up until the spring and not set a date for reopening, which scares me. What Trumbull Kitchen did in Hartford and other examples of that, because it's such a tough time right now. Even in normal times for restaurants, these 2 months are very slow typically, especially up here in the Northeast with the winter, but with limited capacity, curfew, it's making it very difficult for them to stay open. So we're going to see, get more of these updated numbers, but I definitely worry, what the next few months look like, and hope that these restaurants can get to the other side into the spring, hopefully.
I know there were a number of people who own restaurants, but the people we don't mention often, and I would assume that they would be members of various catering organizations, aren't they? Are they part of the Restaurant Association?
They are, yeah. We have our vice chair is actually Jonathan Jennings, who runs the Connecticut Wedding Group and Pavilion Catering. We have close to probably 100 caterers and private event venues, AquaTurf, and they've been hit harder, even harder than, you know, our restaurants, because they never really had a chance to reopen or open or run any kind of sense of events that really make it worthwhile for them. So, you know, they've been holding on, you know, for any federal or state support that they can get. But it's been a really tough year for them, and you know, they're already asking me, you know, do we think we can get into phase three, you know, by spring? You know, I have brides or so on and so forth calling me, and what do I tell them? But you know, hopefully, trying to be confident with them that we can hopefully see through this holiday, hopefully rise in cases and start to flatten this curve and get us back to a point maybe where we were, late summer, right, early fall by the spring.
I think I read a piece on, and I can't remember where it was, a couple of days ago, actually, and it was about the AquaTurf. And, you know, like I say, that's a great place in so many ways, and you can get so many people in there, and 600, I think, probably you could do, maybe less, but nevertheless, it's got to be, you know, they're just sitting on their hands. There's nothing much they can do.
Yeah, I mean, some of those larger facilities, like you said, AquaTurf, Manealy's, Amber Room out in Danbury, you look at a lot of these facilities that, you know, they just can't, you know, look at like performing arts centers the same way, other venues that have large scale. I mean, I think AquaTurf can hold almost a 700-person wedding in their giant ballroom, and they have side rooms as well. So it's really hard for, you know, what they're down in revenues this year is just stark. When they really talk about it and what they've been dealing with, and they're hoping, you know, they try to do some things outside as best they could.
There you go.
I know Bobby Thompson, those guys just try to get creative, but I mean, at the end of the day, it was probably 3 or 4%, in line of what the revenue that they were generating last year. So we really need to figure out a way to creatively hopefully get them back open with this vaccine and flatten this curve by the spring or you know, late spring so they can have, you know, he was just saying to me, I talked to him about proms, you know, and how that venue is used for a lot of proms in the area. Would there be a prom in June? You know, and we don't know yet, but you want to be optimistic that we can get that. And it's been around plus 40 years. It's a landmark in our state without question that everyone knows where the AquaTurf is in Plantsville. And we don't want to see businesses like that have to shutter completely and never be able to come back.
Well, I noticed even when you're catering, and I went to a wedding, in the fall, and way back when, I can't remember when it was, but it was outdoors, and it was under a tent, and I think it was Max who was catering it. And what they did is you know, they had to dish up for you. It wasn't like a buffet where you could, you know, reach in and grab a roll or something like that. I guess you've had to change the rules if you're out there catering, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, to make sure people are safe, we've worked with the DECD on guidelines, you know, no real walk-up, you know, allowing walk-up bars at catering versus at a bar, but there had to be a lot of strict rules with that. But understanding, to your point, Ray, a lot of our restaurants, catering is a big part of their business, and hosting small events or going off-site for events, and that's also what we lost around the holidays is there was holiday parties were non-existent to that point as well, and that like sense of revenue, you know, in December and really into January, people ought to have, you know, probably TIC has to be a holiday party where it's either catered or that you guys go to a restaurant. Yes. Every business does that, and that sense of loss and revenues has been drastically looking at the numbers of what comparisons December's to previous December's has been tough for them. But yes, following rules and doing it a little bit different, as you said, going to a wedding than what it normally looks like. But the caterers and all of our industry members have done an incredible job of keeping people safe.
Scott Dolch, by the way, is the executive director of the Connecticut Restaurant Association. Support your local restaurant. Believe me, they can use it. They need it. Okay, so where are we right now? What are the rules? I think we're on phase, 2A or something like that.
phase 2.1 is our current phase, which we went back to in November. It's 50% capacity inside. And then also there's a curfew that businesses and restaurants have to be closed by 10 p.m. Can't reopen until 5 a.m. And we've been there since November, but also we've had indoor capacity now for 50% indoor capacity since June 17th. We went up to 75 for a short stint, but we've been there, been consistent, and I think restaurants have proven that indoor dining can be a safe experience when done right. And a vast majority of our restaurants are continuing to do that to keep people safe. And we hope people continue to dine in, or if they do feel, come from a vulnerable population or feel a little unsafe, like you said, there's other ways to support them through takeout and delivery, gift cards and those things.
You know, Scott, and I'm thinking, you know, having friends in the restaurant business is, you know, one of the major profit centers is your food cost is pretty much what it is. But, you know, when it comes to the bar, you can make quite a bit of money off that. How are they doing on their bar business? Now, I know the bar is not open, but can they do at least a little something there?
Yeah, it's been a little bit challenging for them. Obviously, the bar, you know, walk-up bar service, standing service, you know, if you want to have an alcoholic drink at a restaurant, you have to have meal with that. But, yeah, alcohol definitely has a much better margins than food. It's not anywhere near where they were pre-COVID numbers of what they've been able to generate, but they're getting creative. We had a little bit of help from the governor's administration, and we're working with legislative leaders. We got alcohol to go to be an option. A lot of restaurants have adapted and figured out creative ways for people to take home maybe their favorite margarita or drink or a bottle of wine with their delivery, which has helped. And I hope, you know, whether that February 9th emergency order date or we can extend that more in the long term to kind of help these businesses on a pathway to recovery.
All right. So I would get carry out tonight. I think that'd be a great thing. What about, just very quickly, Scott, last question. What about the mom and pop places? You know, the places, the breakfast, lunch places. Are they really getting hit here?
Yeah, I think that 100%, Ray. I think the biggest concern I have are really our independents as a whole, which make up about 75% of our restaurants in Connecticut are independently owned. You know, they're local small businesses in Connecticut. They're your neighbors or your friends, like you said, right? And those are the businesses that I worry about the long-term yeah. sustainability of getting through this. And we're unique in Connecticut. You know, you go into the South, you go into Florida, Texas, Georgia, it's driven by chains and large franchises as you drive right. around, as opposed to here. We have, right. you know, over about 5,000, 6,000 of our restaurants are those independent, those unique Easy. Stories that people came and that's what I worry. Those are the businesses that need the state and financial support to get right. through, and we continue to need Connecticut residents to understand that and support their local community restaurant.
Scott, the best to your membership. Hope things work out. Yeah, I hadn't mentioned the caterers, but yeah, they're feeling it too. Thank you much for being on, Scott. Talk to you soon.
As always, Ray, thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.